Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release a Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. I'm Cynthia Haynes, and Mr. Weaver will not be with me today, but I have a special guest, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hello there. My name is Reba Jones.
And so I'm doing something a little different. I figured that I can kind of mix up the show. And so Ms. Jones, me and her worked with like co-workers, right? Together. And so I was like, you know what, I think this would be good, because we started with a conversation yesterday which led me to the topic today, which is what I said, you gotta shed some things in order for you to move to your next level. You have to shed some things. And so we came to this topic because I was looking at some flights.
Yes.
And the flights, I'm trying to get to Jacksonville. I'm in Florida. I'm trying to get from Orlando to Jacksonville, Florida. The flights that they had from Orlando was saying I had to go all the way to Nashville to come all the way back to get to where I needed to originally go. And so right then it kind of like we kind of started this conversation, and she was talking about what you said.
I said it's almost like the children of Israel, how they, you have to sometimes go out the way in order to get back,
to get back in the way. That should have been a type of tool. So anyway, so the passage that I'm going to come from is going to be Acts 9 verses 3-9, and then I'll paraphrase the rest. But it reads as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Some say the bricks.
The pricks.
And so he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, Arise and go into the city, and then I will tell you what you must do. And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight and neither ate nor drank. So he put him on a fast. For one, you know, fasting helps us to, it's more about us than God, because it helps us to clear out, be able to hear a little bit better. You stay focused more. So I'm going to paraphrase the rest of it. So it was a certain disciple named Ananias, and he came to Ananias. And he told Ananias, hey, I want you to go talk to this dude. And Ananias was like, what? This dude is like, you know what I'm saying? He persecuting us Christians and stuff. You want me to go and pray for him? And God was like, yeah, that's what I need you to do. So anyway, he went there. He prayed for Saul. And then Saul got his sight back. And he changed his name from Saul to Paul. So throughout the Bible, he was known as Paul after that. But to get back to our topic, you know, there are times you have to shed some things in order for you to get on the path that you need to be, that God is calling you to, because you can't take everything with you. You'll be too heavy. We talked about that. The load you'll be too heavy. It might be certain friends you hanging with. And sometimes God has to get you in a spot where you take this journey and it feel like you're going out the way, but it's a necessary way for you to get to where God wants you to be. So Robin, you got something on that?
I think that's just the power of the Holy Spirit doing his work. It's a lot of things that I believe I've shedded. And then when you look in the Bible, look, Moses had to get out of the way too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He left Israel and then he came back changed, right? Same thing with Jonah. Jonah had to get out of the way too. And he went into the fish for 3 days. So
yes.
He was fasting too.
Okay. Hard-headed.
But I've definitely had to experience getting out of the way, going in a completely different way and then coming back changed. I actually got baptized at a very, very young age, and I went out the way. And I'd had some very sinful things I was dealing with myself and dabbling in, and I was just of the world and in the world and doing everything, you know, that I wasn't supposed to be doing. And by, you know, by God's glory and grace, he kept me. He kept me, and now I'm able to now utilize, you know, some of that experience mm-hmm. that I had to go through,
mm-hmm.
those trials and those tribulations of going out the way, like, it, you know, the children of Israel, mm-hmm. learning his ways in that wilderness, and now coming to the promised land and being able to utilize those tools that he gave yeah. me, so that way I can help shed, you know, through, obviously through God, mm-hmm. and as he's continued to conform me into his image, mm-hmm. helping those people see that you sometimes don't have to go to this way in order to, like, yeah. you know, generational curses being yeah. broken. You don't have to go this way that mm-hmm. I went. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing that, you know, my mother used to say, you don't have to do the things that I used to do.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, because of our ignorance,
mm-hmm.
we do go that way.
We do. You know? Yeah.
But, you know, I pray that through my experience and allowing people to understand the way that I chose, it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
But I thank God that he's able to use every bit and piece mm-hmm. of that way that I went through to help heal people and bless people around me.
Mm-hmm.
So that way those scales can be shed off.
Oh, yeah, that's mm-hmm. good. Yeah. And I was just thinking as you were talking that, you know, even though we have to share some things, we got to pick up some things too mm-hmm. along that journey. You know, mm-hmm. it might be some old habits you had to get rid of and establish some new habits
mm-hmm.
so that you can be able to even stand in that place that God wants you to be in. And I think about some of these people who rise to the top
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden they do these horrible things. And I think sometimes, you know, sometimes we're human.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we can get so prideful or become so immune to certain things that we don't even realize that we're doing those same things that we're saying you shouldn't do,
mm-hmm.
but we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible also tells us, though, whatever's in the dark is going to come to the light.
Absolutely.
You just don't know when that light going to shine.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So absolutely. It could be some stuff in your past you know forgot about,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody might show up in your life and be like, girl, you remember when? And you'd be like, oh.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then they start talking to other people or whatever. But we, you know, that's why they say you better, whatever you do behind closed doors, that's what you need to keep on doing. If you're doing it in the public, you need right. to do it behind the closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then I think about how Jesus knew how to get away.
He did. Mm-hmm.
And I think if had he not took that time to get away, he could have became like how we do, just overwhelmed. And now you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing. But by him taking that still away time, he was able to regroup, reprocess some stuff that he had went through.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like, you know, like we said, with this 9-to-5,
yes.
it's hard to find that time because it's like you always on the go. You're just going and going. And then by the time you realize, you were like, how I get here.
And the crazy part about it is because we haven't been able to fast properly,
mm-hmm.
because we haven't been able to set that time aside and have those healthy boundaries and get not just sleep but rest, we find ourselves in a very unfamiliar place. And
yep.
God is crazy because God, I don't believe he ever stops talking to us, but can we hear him?
Right.
And so I believe, like how we were talking about stock market.
Mm.
I had that guide that I gave you. I had that since 2023.
What?
And so I had it so long ago, but it's like I just couldn't hear the voice of God saying this is something that I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also my ignorance thinking that doing that type of investment was a sin.
Yeah.
You know? And it wasn't,
yeah,
you know.
That's
you know,
true.
The Bible mm-hmm. teaches us about investment, but I believe that God was talking to me back then, but because I had so much going mm-hmm. on, and we talk about these 9-to-5s and being a single parent and just not having time to just be for a second. Like
yeah.
God was able to go to the, Jesus was able to go to the mountain, just be and pray mm-hmm. to his heavenly father and have that connection, that intimacy. It's so hard to do that.
It is.
It's challenging. I'm
it
not
is.
Saying that it's impossible,
right.
but it is challenging to keep a healthy lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
to be a parent, to be a working at 9-to-5,
mm-hmm.
trying, and God forbid if you going to school and trying
okay.
to, you know, you pursue
too.
A career and just doing all this stuff, we
mm-hmm.
just get so busy that we just can't hear his voice.
Yeah.
He never stops speaking though.
Yeah, that's true. So he just had put me on a fast. It was I think I did for 7 days. It ended on Easter. But, you know, and that's another thing, too. I think we get so bogged down by traditional things of saying this, it has to look this way.
Mm-hmm.
If it don't look this way, then it ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
So my fast was I had to fast from TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one reality show. I don't know why, but I just got hooked back on that Walking Dead. got hooked on that show. And I think my thing is because the people's personalities, mm-hmm. and how they form these groups, and how somebody has to have power, but we all trying to do the same thing,
right.
But somebody else has to be like that leader of that group. We can't just be mm-hmm. one
unity,
mm-hmm. right? Everybody be the leader, mm-hmm. but so that's why I think I'm fascinated with it. You after a while you get tired, you don't really think about the zombies no more. You just be thinking about, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I had to fascinate because I found myself. From the day to the time I woke up, I'm watching it while I'm getting dressed. Mm-hmm. As soon as I get home, I'm watching it. I'm trying to cook. And I'm sitting up till 1, 2 o'clock watching because I'm catching up on the episodes. And so it was like, okay, we need to cut this. And it was what I realized, it was hard. I was like, oh, that okay, I can do that. Mm-hmm. But I found myself like, what am I going to do now? Because I can't. I'm not going to watch that. So what am I going to do? But I did find myself praying more and I could like hear him mm-hmm. more clearly on steps on what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. But listen, you don't be realizing until you can't do it. That's normally how it is.
Absolutely.
When you can't have something that you know, said you always able to get.
Right.
So that's another thing of shedding off stuff. And like I said, taking the time. So what I do now is that my alone time with God is when I'm driving here. Mm-hmm. Then that way I can listen to the word. I can do my prayer. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be lovely to be able to go in my closet and do like, you know. But I do it in the car and I still feel that God is still getting his time. You know, and then when I'm leaving from here, that's a you know, another way. Listen to the music or whatever. But we have to, I heard somebody say this today. You have to learn to let go so that you can receive.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because if you still trying, he's trying to level you up, and you still trying to hang on to this old stuff, mm. you can't go to the next level with that. You got to learn to let some stuff go and walk away from it and be okay. You know, like I say, Abraham showed us that. God told me he had to leave his whole, everybody you know, leave. And I'm going to show you where you're going to go once you start. But you first got to go. Then I'm going to tell you. Abraham didn't know where he was going. Mm-hmm. But he had to go and walk. We talked about that thing. So you got to participate.
Right.
You got to participate. Yes. Mm-hmm. You got something?
No, that you got to be a bystander. It's really that faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm, you know, by grace we save, but you still have to do. It's almost like the children of Israel. Like when he's delivering his people, what you got to do?
Right.
You got to walk.
You got to walk.
You got to have faith and walk through. Can you imagine walking through a Red Sea? Can
right.
you imagine, you know, all this stuff that, but you got to walk. You got to actually do the action, you know, so I definitely agree with that.
And this, and you know, I always, every episode, I always say it's a process, mm-hmm. and you gotta allow the process to happen. Is it easy? No. Mm-hmm. Does it hurt sometimes? Yes.
Absolutely.
But you have to allow the process so that whatever it is, it could be the changing of your heart, changing of your mind. Mm-hmm. It could be even the way you dress sometimes. But you gotta allow the process. And I think sometimes too we get hooked up on, well, that person stopped talking to me and why. But what you really don't realize is that that might have been a move of God moving that person, because whatever the purpose they served at that time, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta know when to walk away. And I always use this analogy that Tyler Perry talks about with the tree. And he says that you need to know who your leaves are mm-hmm. in their season. Because leaves hang on for a certain time and then they vanish.
Mm-hmm.
He said you got to know who your branches are. And branches are a little bit stronger, but they still break away too. And you definitely need to know what's your roots.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is that we mix those things up and we put our leaves as our root. Our root be our branches.
Mm-hmm.
And we get it mixed up, and then we all torn up.
Right.
But we need to be, I guess, more mindful of if somebody is in my life, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, pray about it. Why are you here?
Right.
And then when they leave, I got to let you go, you know, in order to go on to the next thing. My daughter has said something that was very powerful. Because you remember I talked to you about the tree with the fruit,
mm-hmm.
and you got to
mm-hmm.
know the difference. And my daughter said, yeah, because you can... You can chop off a tree, But them roots gonna continue to go. They break up your driveway under that concrete because those roots are continuing to grow and they destroying stuff if it's close enough.
Right.
And so if you have to get whatever your issues are, whatever, you have to get it from the root.
Absolutely.
Because that thing is just that powerful and that strong to where it can start destroying relationships, you know, destroying even your workplace, just you as an individual, you know.
Absolutely.
You start smelling from it. That's another subject. Like, what you smelling like? But
it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, like I said, you just have to prepare. Be ready. Don't be so quick to complain. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I going? Don't be, ask why, but ask why so you can get an understanding.
Right.
I had talked to this one kid and he's going through a lot of stuff and his parents are just not right or whatever. But what I told him was that I want you to know that you're not the problem. It's your parents. And I said, they have been through things and hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't realize that you're hurt and you're hurting others because of your hurt, sometimes it's hard to recognize it. But that doesn't excuse them.
Right.
But when you get an understanding of that, sometimes it helps you to be able to deal with it a little bit better.
Absolutely. To be able to look at it with like a lens of grace.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My mom, I was really upset about like the people that she brought around us as children. But as I started to grow and I became a parent, right, I was going through something, and don't get me wrong, me and my mom had a loving relationship, but it still was kind of like those residuals. Why did we have to go through some of these things?
Yeah.
Right? And so as I became a parent, and I was going through my walk in life, right, and I was going around and all the stuff I was in, I realized that it was a generational thing. I realized that I was able to pick who their dad was, but I picked it off of being hurt, off of being naive, you know, all these things. And so I was able to look at my mom with like a lens of grace to be like, she just was trying to do her best.
Yeah.
And that's really how now going through and God shedding off a lot of this stuff that I had to heal from.
Yeah.
I had to grow from. I had to mature through. I'm able to look when Jesus really looked at the people with compassion. Now I can look at a situation where somebody's like, you know, why would God such and such and this and that? And God is making me love him and this and that because I've been there.
Yeah.
Like I know what it feels like to think about God being a gaslighter or being a bully or him making me love because that's the kind of men that I had in my life. So
right.
Now God as a man, now he's making me love him or I'm going to go to hell.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But then I was able, he was, you know, by the Spirit, he was able to show me the truth. You know, in God, it's like fullness of joy.
Yeah.
In God, there's happiness. Yes, there's ups and downs because we still live in a fallen world. But through Christ and with him, doing this with him, it's worth it all.
It
you
is.
Know? And so my walk with him has went from why God, why is he making me love him to like, what is intimacy with God?
Right.
Like, how can I get closer to him? Like,
yeah.
It's not, I don't want to be like, you know, get from me because I never knew you. It's just like, Lord, you know me. You got to know me, you know. And so it's completely changed.
Yeah.
Like, but I had to shed off some stuff. I was still trying to be busy in the world and trying to do all this stuff. But now I'm able to look at people and see them through compassion and love and grace and be like, I've been there before.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to vocally say it, but I can recognize that I've been there before. And so I'm not so quick to like judge now.
Yeah. That's some good stuff. Let me see what our time look like. Okay. Yeah, we're doing good. But I just think that for whoever's listening to this podcast, that I hope that we gave you some tools, some food for thought, that you can kind of like sit back and realize, you know, what part of the journey you're on. Maybe you haven't started your journey yet because you just haven't said yes. But what we're trying to tell you is that it's worth it to say yes, because it might not look like you think it's going to look when you get to the end of that journey.
Yes.
You know, but be willing to be courageous and bold to take that step. And just know that God is going to be with you. My last train of thought is that Joyce Myers has said, God told her to go. Mm-hmm. Leave everything, start a new church and leave or whatever. And she was like, she was, of course, afraid or whatever. But she said, well, God, what if I miss it or I miss you? And God said, don't worry about it because I'll find you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And there is a passage that says that you acknowledge him in everything you're doing and he's going to direct it.
Yes,
ma'am. Right? It says that God, a wise man's steps? God's direct. He directs.
Mm-hmm.
So God is not going to let you, might think it's a mistake, but God's going to take that mistake and use it and work it for your good. Mm-hmm. Trust me. I've been through it. Yes. She been through it. And like you said, and it ain't all happy when you're going through it, because sometimes you do be like, why?
Mm-hmm.
But then once you come through it, I didn't say around it, over it. Once you come through it,
yes, Lord,
you can look back at it and say, that's why.
That's why.
And now you can help somebody else.
Yep. I think the take is lean not on your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. I think if you can sum up a lot of things by that.
Yep.
Lean not on your own understanding and trust in him.
Yep.
And like you say, it might not look like what you want it to look like. But one thing God don't do is he don't make mistakes.
Okay.
He does not make mistakes.
He do not make mistakes. So, that is so true.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing is humility in everything.
Yeah.
Being able to humble yourself before God and submit to his will, just like Jesus did,
mm-hmm.
to submit to him completely,
mm-hmm.
and how he went, Lord, not my will, but your will be done.
Yep.
Help me through this process.
Yep.
And he is faithful to do just
so. He is faithful. So. Yes, he is. So with that being said, I just want to thank you guys for listening. You can reach out to us at releaseitpodcast@gmail.com. Please rate us on the apps that you're listening to us on and share the podcast. And I got to do the prayer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the prayer. So, Lord, I just say thank you. Thank you that this was not a mistake. You already had set us up before we got here.
Yes, Lord.
And we just thank you that you trusted us enough to speak to somebody who's listening to this podcast. We just pray that the seeds that we planted, that they are planted on good ground, and that you give the increase, Lord God, that it would help them to change their lives for the better, and they would come to know you even better. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And until next week.